This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, we are back. It is 6 minutes after the hour, second hour of the program. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. He will be back on Monday, and then again, I think he'll be off on Wednesday. I'll be back in here on Wednesday to do our little thing. And again, our number is 833-927-8255 or 833-WAR-TALK. Some folks out there may be saying we might be having some caller issues, so we're working on that, hopefully, to see what happens with all that. You know, I was looking at something. And I know you guys saw this story. I think you saw this story about the New Jersey couple and the homeless man. That was the big scam. That was all $400,000 worth of a GoFundMe page. That's why I don't trust the GoFundMe, right? So that's why I rarely do anything with the GoFundMe. It's got to be a legit 501c3. And even if it looks like it's the real deal, Holyfield, man, I'm sorry. This is such a sad story. But people gave their money, and you know they were up there on Fox News and all these other websites, and apparently the guy was supposed to be homeless. He was a vet, blah, blah, blah. Big tear, crocodile tears. And everybody dug deep. Well, again, big scam. And these kind of people should go to jail. That's not a slap on the wrist, because that's duping the public. That's breaking confidence. You just can't do that. That story bothers me because, you know what, I know a lot of folks out there, they get duped like that, and they get beat for bucks, and they get beat in a big way in some cases, and you know they don't have money to spare, and they're giving this homeless guy, they thought a homeless guy, some money, and they were just getting screwed over. So I hate that story, so I hope they go to jail. Let's go out to Long Island, where our pal Chet is waiting. Chet, you're on War Now.
Hey, Lee. Listen, I heard you talking about junkies and how many chances you give them.
Yes, sir.
And I don't really want to, you know, I'm not trying to be nasty when I call them junkies, but to me that's what they are. When I was younger, coming up through high school and then leading into my 20s, I had a drug problem. It started off with marijuana when I was 14, and eventually turned into cocaine and other drugs. I'm not going to get into the laundry list.
Right.
Till it culminated the day, I'll still remember that moment when my father found a bag of cocaine that I had. And he grabbed me by the scruff of the neck, and he put me up against the wall, and he told me if that was found in his house again, that I'd be on the streets.
Hmm.
From that day on in, I did dabble again,
right,
but it changed me, because there were repercussions. You see, if I kept screwing up, I would have been out on my own. And you see, now what they're doing is, it's almost, in New York at least, I don't know about for you guys in Connecticut, but it's almost like they reward them. They're making centers now, and de Blasio was actually speaking about it the other night, where they can go in and safely monitor junkies putting needles into their arm.
Yep.
With the proper amount of heroin. And I guess the idea behind it is it doesn't have the fentanyl in it. Well, here's the problem with all that. The junkies now are looking for the fentanyl. They don't want the heroin without the fentanyl. They want the fentanyl, and that's the high that they're trying to get, which is an elephant tranquilizer, mm-hmm, right?
Yep.
So just because they're putting these centers up throughout the East Coast and in California, all the liberal loony states around America, doesn't mean I don't think that's going to help the problem. There has to be repercussions for your actions. You can't say, well, you have a problem, so come on in and we'll inject you, and it's, as long as it's under our monitoring, it's fine. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, can you
know,
imagine,
that's like,
imagine what imagine what your life would have turned, how your life would have turned out, Chet, had your dad found that bag of cocaine and turned to you and said, you know, let's bust this out, and you can do it, but you can only do it while I'm here and under my supervision. And then maybe, you know, he took you out for a nice, fat, juicy steak when it was all said and done, or whatever. Maybe he found it and said, oh, you know what? Don't worry about it, my son. Everybody goes through this. Let's go out and get a pizza, and we'll just kind of chat about it. If there were no, like you said, if there were no repercussions to your actions, you would have kept getting high, and you probably would have ended up getting killed.
Oh, I absolutely would have. I was already headed down that path. I'll tell you, I had friends of mine, parents of theirs, they were like the cool parents. You could go there and drink and smoke pot, and they'd let you do it as long as you were in their house. But you know what? Most of us drove home at night, and most of these parents were uber liberals.
Right.
They were allowing you to come into their house. They monitored you. If you were drinking and drugging there, it was fine. They felt that it was okay. And looking back on that, that's a horrible way to parent. Nobody should be allowed to raise children that way, now that I look at it now. I mean, I wouldn't throw anybody under the bus by putting out any names or anything like that. But that's exactly what our government is doing right now with these facilities. It's the same thing as someone opening the door to their home and saying, come on in, party, and when you leave, it's your own problem. It doesn't solve the problem.
Well, Chet, when you started with marijuana, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you started with marijuana and you said you moved on. Did you move on because marijuana didn't do it for you anymore, or you just moved on because somebody had that at a party and, wow, that was pretty cool? Why did you move on to the harder stuff, just you weren't getting the same high anymore?
I started with beer, right? Like, I would take some of my, you know, if there was beer in the house, I would, like, take some beer and drink it. Yeah. And then I was at this particular friend of mine that I was talking about in high school. He was the one that turned me on to marijuana, and I was probably about 14, and he was about 16. So I was a lot younger. And then over time, I remember that I was hanging out with some other kids that were a bad influence, and what I did was acid. And this was when I was like 15.
Right.
I'm doing acid.
Like how many days a week? How many days a week?
With acid?
Yeah.
And then you couldn't really get it that much, so okay. Whenever I could get it, I would get it, though. And it was cheap. It was like $3 a hit.
Right.
So it was cheap. I could get, you know, I had like an after-school job, and if you could get something like that, you got it.
Yep.
But then eventually, with all of this, when I kept trying these different drugs, you always wanted to chase something more, right? So it turned into, I want to see what this is like. I want to try this. I tried mushrooms, ecstasy, acid, cocaine. I never got to the point of, like, putting a needle in my arm or heroin or anything like that. But I could see if I kept going down that path, I probably would have.
Right. Man, it's scary.
And I probably would have ended up dead.
But good for you. I mean, listen, personal responsibility, you picked yourself up. Your dad said, listen, you got to straighten up, and you did. These other people, you're right, these people don't have, they don't have, you said it perfectly, they don't have repercussions. There's nobody saying to them, if you screw up this time, we're not going to help you, because they're always going to be there to help you. Now, nobody wants anybody to die, but how many Narcan shots does it take for somebody to wise up? Give me a number. Is it 10? Is it 20? Is it 100? Give me something.
It should be one.
I know.
In my opinion, I'm sorry, and that might sound cruel and heartless, but if you say you get one shot, you got one shot, I brought you back to life, you got one shot to live your life, that should be good enough for anyone, for God's sakes.
Absolutely.
Chet, and listen, I know it could happen to me too, man, so.
All right, bro. Thank you. Enjoy your weekend. I thank you for calling in, and I appreciate you listening. And again, Chet's a great caller on my own show in the morning. Calling here at the night with the war now, it's fantastic. You know, I'm looking at some numbers here, too, as Chet's talking about drugs and where people began. 63% of people who took part in this latest poll, 63% of the folks out there think the federal government should legalize cannabis, should legalize pot. And there's not a doctor. There's not a doctor that I talk to, and I talk to a lot. There's not one who will not tell you that marijuana has severe detrimental effects. And no one really seems to talk about the idea that if you're smoking pot, it impairs your driving. It impairs your ability to think and to concentrate. And there's really no test for that right now. You can get caught drunk driving because they can give you the sobriety test. But right now, they do not have a test for pot, a one that they can bring to court and get you. So we're in a bind with that. And you see it in Colorado. You see it in some of these other places that have actually legalized marijuana. There's a laundry list of negative downsides to getting high. I'm sorry. It is just the way it is. Now, if you want to go get high, that's your business. I don't want to pay for you. That's the thing. I've always been an advocate. Listen, what you do behind your closed doors, two consenting adults, you can do what you want to do. You can be who you want to be, whatever it is. I just do not want to pay the freight when you're sick and dying and you have whatever disease and it's a life support scenario, or you need a kidney transplant or liver transplant because you wrecked your own body because you did drugs for 10 years. I don't want to pay for it. I don't want that to be hanging over my head. So if you want to go out and knock yourself around with whatever drug you want to do, that's your business behind closed doors, as long as you don't affect somebody else negatively and you don't affect my pocketbook. What am I going to say to that? I mean, that's just the way that it is. All right. Well, listen, it is about 16 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock if you're on the East Coast, 16 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock if you're out there on the West Coast. Once again, love when we get the calls from, let's say, Reno or Vegas. Like, again, I told you I lived in Vegas. I'm daydreaming right now about Vegas. I'm daydreaming about driving down the roads in Vegas and hanging out in Vegas and going in and out of the casinos. Me and my wife walked the very first night we met. That's a great story. I should probably share it with you guys in its completion. But, we walked the entire strip right before we got married, and we got married sort of on a whim. So it was one of those deals out there in Vegas. Not a shotgun wedding, not quite. All right, it's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. It's the USA Radio Network. You're listening to War Now. We'll be back.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of My Doctor Suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest. I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
In my family, we do a gift swap game for the holidays, and one year there was this epic battle over a robe from thecompanystore.com. Now we all bring gifts from the company store, you know, to ensure a good outcome. But I have to admit, I kind of miss the competition.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit thecompanystore.com for Black Friday deals November 19th through 24th, and enter the code FRIDAY for 20% off your order, plus free shipping.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
My Patriot Supply wrote this script, by the way, before the election, before the stock market started crashing, before we had weather disasters like the fires in California, before Democrats started stealing all the elections after election night. They said we're in a season of change, market swings hundreds of points in an hour, weather disasters are weekly events in the headlines, and political unrest and fallout will increase going towards 2020. Boy, were they right. Through all these sudden changes, one thing's a fact, we should be prepared. Our day-to-day lives are likely to be disrupted. Get those items that you need at My Patriot Supply, from food storage to water filtration. When emergencies strike, My Patriot Supply is there for you. They've helped over 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-reliant. We don't fool around here at USA Radio. We've got an advertiser who's had over 1 million clients or customers. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including emergency food kits and gravity-powered water filtration systems. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it now so you're prepared. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right. Thank you, Wayne. We are back. Again, my name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. An honor to do so on the USA Radio Network. Coming up in just a bit, we'll chat with Vietnam veteran Arthur Wicknick. He's got a book, and he's been on the History Channel. He's also been in the, well, not in the movie Hamburg Hill, but he actually is featured in the, they sell the Hamburg Hill movie, and he's in the insert, and he speaks on it. He's really good, and I think you'll enjoy him. We'll have him on after the bottom of the hour, and a little later on, we'll have cardiologist Dr. Foley tell us all the ways to avoid getting a heart attack, because nobody wants a heart attack, as far as I know. You know, these California wildfires, I talked a little bit about this when I filled in on Wednesday, and the number continues to grow. It's staggering, 66 now dead with at least 66 dead. This is as of maybe a half hour ago, but at least 66 dead. And over 600 still missing. And the devastation, it looks again like a giant bomb went off. And now they're
you know, they're just searching. They're searching for bodies. They're searching for clue. Excuse me. They're searching for clues. All kinds of different things. But over 631 people still missing in the Butte County fire zone as of Thursday night. So that's going to continue to go up. And it's just a sad story. And there's no good answer for that. We were just talking about drugs and smoking and all that goes along with that. So I dug out some numbers. The number of Americans who... excuse me, I'm choking over here. The number of Americans who smoke cigarettes just hit an all-time low, according to the CDC. Around 14% of adults now smoke every single day. That's down 67% since 65. And, you know, you look at some... I like to look at old videos. Like, you know, I'm a baseball fan. So if I see old videos of, let's say, Ebbets Field or any of the old stadiums, Fenway Park back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, whatever, I always find it fascinating because everybody's smoking. They're all smoking and they're living the dream. They're dressed to the nines, but they're all smoking cigarettes at the game. And I can remember as a kid going to the movies and people were smoking in the movies. And I would pray as a little kid going to the movies that I would hope nobody would sit next to me that would be smoking because it would ruin your time. And it's just, it's funny how far we've come in just one generation, one lifetime. And you don't, obviously you don't see as many people smoking as they used to, because they're finding out that it's killing you. I mean, literally, what they used to tell you, you know, you've taken nine minutes off your life every time you smoke a butt. I mean, I don't know if that's the case per se, but I mean, there's just nothing good about it. So, but the numbers are way down, so that's good. But I can remember restaurants. Remember restaurants? Or an airplane? People could smoke in an airplane. People could smoke in a restaurant. People could smoke in a movie theater. You could smoke everywhere. But I'm looking at some of those old videos, and you know, you're seeing people smoking at the ballpark or whatever. So I mean, interesting. Also, with Chet and his call about his dad, how strict were your parents as compared to everybody else in the neighborhood's parents? My parents were pretty good, right? I was a pretty good kid. I was a pretty straight-laced kid. I got in trouble a little later on in life, but as far as a young kid, I was pretty good. But did they ever ground your parents ever ground you? I guess 54% of the people out there say they got grounded as a kid. Did they ever limit your TV or internet hours? Now, I didn't have an internet when I was a kid, but I don't think they took the TV away from me. Were you allowed to watch R-rated movies? I think I was. I guess it depends upon what age we're talking about. I mean, if we're talking about under the age of, like, 15 or 16, yeah, I mean, 14, 15, they started letting me do stuff. Were you allowed to swear? I never swore in front of my parents until later on, right? And did you have to make your bed every morning? I didn't. My mom made my bed for me, because she was the best. Anyway, all right, bottom of the hour. We're going to come back. I promise you, you're going to love this guy. Arthur Wicknick will join us. He's written a book called Nonsense. He's a Vietnam veteran. He was one of the first people actually up to the top of Hamburg Hill. His story is incredible. We'll be back. It's War Now, the USA Radio Network.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War Now!
USA Radio News.
Democrat Stacey Abrams announced Friday that Brian Kemp, her Republican opponent in the Georgia gubernatorial race, would be certified as governor. A defiant Abrams said this is not over.
Make no mistake, the former Secretary of State was deliberate and intentional in his actions. I know that 8 years of systemic disenfranchisement, disinvestment, and incompetence had its desired effect on the electoral process in Georgia.
Abrams also said she'd be filing a federal lawsuit to challenge the gross mismanagement, in her words, of Georgia's elections. A federal judge on Friday ordered the White House to immediately reinstate CNN correspondent Jim Acosta's security pass, siding with the network and other news organizations. In a written response, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said there would be more decorum at the White House and some rules and regulations would be put into place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Welcome back. You're listening to War Now on the USA Radio Network. I'm Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. And as I've said before, I have my own show every single weekday here in Connecticut, and I have a bunch of regular guests. And one of my regular guests is sitting actually right across from me. It's very exciting getting a chance to chat with him here on a national stage. His name is Arthur Wicknick. Now, if you don't recognize the name, shame on you, because he's got a fantastic book out called Nomsense. And since this is sort of a Veterans Week, if you will, Veterans Day being technically on Sunday, celebrated on Monday, I wanted to bring Arthur on because he has amazing stories about his journeys through Vietnam, and his book is incredible. Arthur, welcome to War Now.
Well, thanks for having me, Lee.
Well, listen, let's get into it. First, let's do the book and you first, and then I want to get to a couple of issues that I know bother you. So, first, you. You never really wanted to be in the military.
No,
that wasn't your goal in life. You had other goals, other aspirations, other dreams, right?
My goal was just having a good time. So,
yeah.
Anyhow, back in 1968, I got drafted into the Army, and that's the way the country was run at the time, or the military. They needed a lot of people, and so the draft was a strong way of getting those people. And so I was drafted. I did not want to go. I had no intention of going. I just bought a brand new 1968 Camaro. I had a girlfriend I was crazy about, and I just landed a beautiful job at an aircraft company. It was paying me pretty good money, almost
right,
as much as my father was making.
Wow.
So I didn't want to go, but that's the way it was.
Right.
So you go.
So duty called. You got drafted. You didn't go. Like, a lot of guys knew it was coming and went and signed up. You kind of waited it out, right?
I had no intention of signing up. You know, some of my buddies they joined the Navy for 4 years, or
right,
the Air Force for 4 years. I said, what are you guys, crazy?
Right.
You know, if you get drafted, it's only 2 years. And they're all telling me, wait a minute, you know, if you end up in the Army, you could be one of the guys on the ground.
Right.
Which is, that's what happened to me.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, so you actually did that. You got chosen, and you wound up where?
I wound up, well, I spent a year stateside because I went through some specialized training. The Army thought, for some weird reason, that I had leadership skills, and they made me a squad leader. So when I got to Vietnam, as an infantry squad leader, now here I am around a bunch of guys that who had been there for 4, 5, 6 months.
Right.
They have all kinds of experience. I'm the new guy, and I'm their leader. You know, they didn't want to know anything about me.
So you were plopped right into this situation. I can only imagine how almost destructive that must have felt. You're here. You're coming to them. They're experienced. You're the newbie, and you're going to be telling them what to do. How do they react to that?
They go, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something about a new guy. Everybody stays away from them because
right,
they're usually a danger to themselves and others around them.
Sure.
So until I was able to prove that I was an all right guy,
right,
you know, it took a little time. But I didn't have to wait too long because there was a very famous battle that I was involved with when I first got to Vietnam, known as Hamburger Hill.
Right.
And our company got called in to help take part in the final assault. So during that final assault, I did not distinguish myself, but I was kind of like running away from the fight because somebody was shooting at me.
Right.
And the bullets were zipping all around me. So I jumped up and I yelled to the guys, follow me, we're going up this way. So I went up, I found a spot where there's some vegetation and some boulders to get behind, and I made it all the way up to the top. And when I got there, I turned around to tell the guys, here's where we're going to set up. And I looked, there's nobody there. Nobody followed me.
Right.
They figured, hey, he's a new guy. Just let him go.
Oh, gosh.
So I was up there by myself for about 15 minutes.
So did they finally make it up to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You said you got shot at, and I know you actually got shot, correct? You got shot by a tracer, right?
That's right. During all of this, one of the things that happened, I kept poking my head up outside over a bomb crater. And I couldn't see any targets, but I just fired my weapon at the hill.
Right.
And then the second or third time that I popped up, there was an enemy soldier up there who was watching me. Okay, next time this idiot sticks his head up, I'm going to let him have it.
Right.
And he did. He shot and blasted dirt into my his first round came in and hit the dirt in front of my face and blinded me. And then when I reached up to protect my eyes, a second round came in and hit me in the chest and knocked me over. So, you know, I had all this ammunition and ordnance, all my equipment, and that's where that bullet landed. That happened to be a tracer.
Right.
So I'm laying there. My eyes are stinging. My chest hurts. I didn't know what the hell was wrong, other than I had been hit. And then I finally get the dirt out of my eyes, and I look, and I'm on fire. My bandoliers are burning. So I had to beat that fire out. And what it was he shot me with a tracer, and it landed in that equipment. Caught fire.
So if that was a real bullet,
I don't know if a real bullet has that much more penetrating power.
Right.
And I don't know if this thing ricocheted when it hit
me.
I don't know what happened, but it did not penetrate to my skin. But that's when I said, I'm getting the hell out.
Arthur Wicknick is our guest tonight. And again, he has written a book called Nonsense. And that's just the beginning of some of the things that he has done. But just while I mentioned that, Art, where can they get that book?
Nonsense is on Barnes & Noble's, Amazon.com. And I also have a website, nonsense.com. If you want an autographed copy, you can just go on to my website.
And you're also relatively famous because you are one of the spokespeople for the History Channel's Vietnam segment, in particular Hamburger Hill, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
And you're also part of the movie Hamburger Hill, right?
Well, not the movie.
Well, you are the insert, though.
Well, I'm one of the special features in the movie.
Right.
If you get the 20th anniversary DVD, look at the special features and you'll see me there.
Okay.
But one of my most honored media events was being selected to be on the History Channel.
Right.
And, for the Vietnam and HD series, it was just phenomenal that they picked me out of everyone in the country.
It is pretty incredible, and you did a great job with that. All right, back to the book. So the book from start to finish is basically about what? I mean, is it about the entire time in Vietnam, or?
It's all about me.
the person you know the best.
That's right. No, what it is When I came home, I was very disillusioned with the way that Vietnam vets were being treated. You know, we were not rapists. I mean, some of these things did occur
right
during wartime, but no one I knew was a rapist, burned villages. We didn't kill any civilians. You know, we were just regular guys. Most of us are draftees. We just wanted to go home. We wanted to survive and go home in one piece. So when the movie Hamburger Hill came out, my niece had asked me how real was it, and I told her that you know different scenes were pretty good, and then she says, "Wait a minute, if you were in Vietnam, how did you ever get over your drug habit?" This is from a 15-year-old.
Sure.
So that's what really irritated me, and I said, "You know what? I got to write about this. I got to put down on paper so everyone knows what it was like for an average guy like myself,
right,
to go off to war." So I talk about all my experiences, and I must admit I was not a model soldier. I did tangle a lot of times verbally with my superiors because I was there to survive.
Right.
I wasn't trying to win the war, especially since back home there wasn't a lot of support for us.
And that's some of the things that we talk about from time to time, not just with you, but I talk about with other soldiers a lot, is that back then, Vietnam veterans were not treated even remotely close to how we try to treat our veterans today. Today, we look at it completely different. Back then, you know, it was just a different time, right?
Exactly. When I came home, I landed at Bradley Airport up in Windsor Locks, Connecticut. I was in my uniform. I felt like $1 million. My chest was full of medals, and I'm strutting down through the terminal, you know, like I had just saved the world.
Right.
And people started looking at me and poking each other and pointing. And then when I look back at them, they would not make eye contact. They'd look away.
Right.
And so I heard somebody say, "Hey, look, a soldier." Not, "Hey, look, a soldier."
Right.
It was a very demeaning attitude. And so what I did is, what I realized then is, yeah, I guess we're not being treated too well. Because I had read about this when I was in Vietnam. So I went to a waiting area to wait for my ride. And as people filled into that area, the seat on my left and the seat on my right stayed vacant. No one would sit next to me. And that whole area filled up. People sat on the floor or stood up against the wall, they'd rather take a seat next to me. I was very upset. Not mad. I was very disappointed. I couldn't believe that after what I had gone through, being shot at, spent a year in the jungle around snakes and bugs and sleeping in the rain and just a miserable situation, I come home and this is how I'm treated? I'm a pariah. So that's another reason why I wanted to write this book. I wanted people to know what it was like to be there.
you weren't alone. I mean, that's the way everybody pretty much was treated for the most part. And I can't get over that. I know you, and you've told me that story before, and I think this is probably the third or fourth time I've heard that story. I know it's the first time for our audience out there, but as I watch you tell that story, I watch you trying to hold back your emotions because I know you're an emotional guy and you're trying to hold it together, but you can see how angry and disappointed and frustrated that made you because, like you just said, here you are risking your life for the country, and instead of getting just, hey, pat on the back, thanks you very much for your service, God bless you, you get out of here, right? That whole attitude.
If I had gotten just a little bit of that,
right,
I would have been fine. If somebody at least came up to me and said, hey, thanks for serving, nobody did that. And what the result was, I had to get home and get out of my uniform because I couldn't be seen in it. And something I had been so proud of now had turned into be something to be ashamed of. And it was very, very disappointing.
How long did it take you to get back to being proud of what you did? Was it writing the book?
No, I've always been proud of my service because I never did anything to bring shame to my family or to my unit. You know, we didn't rape anybody. I had, like everybody else, I had to pay for sex.
Hey, thanks for throwing that out there for all our folks across the country.
But, you know, and most of my time was in the jungle.
Yeah.
You know, it's just miserable living conditions.
Right.
Sometimes we were socked in. You know, we had fog or rain. We didn't get resupplied. So we ended up eating root soup because we ran out of food.
Right.
It's just pure misery.
Arthur Wicknick is his name. He's written a book called Nomsense. And what's the website for Nomsense again?
Nomsense. NAMSENSE.com.
All right. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra pure fish oil and joint soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com.
War now!
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, we are back. Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root, USA Radio Network. You're listening to War Now. My special guest, Arthur Wicknick, author of the book Nonsense. Also, he's prominently featured in the account by the History Channel and also in the insert for the Hamburger Hill, the movie. We were talking about this a while back about what movies were the best. And what did we come up with? What was your favorite Vietnam movie?
Actually, I have to admit, Hamburger Hill was my favorite.
Okay.
And not just because I was involved with that battle, but because the scenery was correct, a lot of the equipment was correct.
Right.
So I thought that movie was done very well.
Now, do you have any friends still that you are talking with
in
Vietnam? You still
yes.
have friends just from that unit that you were
yes.
in? Really?
Yes.
Still to this day?
Yes.
You guys get together once a year?
We call each other a couple times a year. He lives in New York. He's not too far from me.
Okay.
And we visit each other occasionally.
Right. Listen, one of the things that we had gone round and round with was the whole account as far as the NFL players taking a knee during the national anthem. I've been against it from day one. I think if you want to protest something, there's a better way to do it. From your perspective, this really, really bothers you. So I'm just going to get out of your way and let you talk about just taking a knee from the NFL players, and then now there's a cheerleader that takes a knee, right?
Yes. All right. When I served in Vietnam, I had the unfortunate experience of watching young men die in combat. The only unfortunate experience that neither's ever faced is that their presidential candidate failed to win. So it's not only hurtful but disgusting, to me anyhow, that our sacred traditions are being trampled on by ungrateful elitists with real or imagined grievances. And as I mentioned earlier, that our select woman in our town, she decided to kneel for the Pledge of Allegiance at the beginning of every town meeting.
Right.
So what we did in response to that is we moved the flag to another part of the room. So now no one sees what she's doing. Our backs are to her. And guess what? She quit coming to the meetings.
I believe it.
As far as I'm concerned, this is all about them.
15 minutes of fame for these guys.
That's all this is. And they've done nothing to preserve or protect this freedom that people like me and other veterans have done. And
right.
not only that, there's parents out there who lost a child, a son or a daughter, during wartime. They're grieving, and these people go to war to protect our nation, and a symbol of our protection, or a symbol of our nation, is the Pledge of Allegiance and our national anthem. And they're just being disrespectful.
Now, there are folks out there who say, well, you're not understanding the protest. We're not protesting the flag. We're protesting whatever it is that they're protesting. I guess I understand the argument. I get you're not protesting the flag. But still, what you're doing is disrespectful.
Yes. Yeah, I don't care what they say. It's disrespectful.
Right.
There's certain things in life that you don't do.
Right.
One of them is, do not disrespect people who went before you, who made this country what it is today. And that's what they're doing.
I agree. We're talking with Arthur Wicknick. I appreciate him coming on tonight. His experience in Vietnam is one I think you should get out there and read. It's nonsense, Arthur Wicknick. But heroes. We talk about heroes and what it is to be a hero. And I've always said I grew up without any heroes. That was something that made me a little different. I didn't really have heroes because I always thought you put somebody up on a pedestal, all I can do is fall down, right?
People throw that word around, heroes. To me, as far as I'm concerned, heroes are in the military. They're not on the sports field. They're not a movie star. They are military people. Those are heroes. And any veteran, most any veteran will tell you, they don't feel like a hero.
Hmm.
I don't feel like I'm a hero. I don't feel like I'm special. The only thing I've done is I witnessed life from a different perspective, so I have a different look at the way things are. But I do have a couple of heroes that I would call heroes, and those are men and women who have given their lives for this country. That's my first hero. My second hero are the parents and the family who has to live with that loss. To me, those are real heroes.
We ran into somebody the other day during a Veterans Day show whose his son just committed suicide, which, looking at his face, the pain and just the destruction that happened to that family because of his service in the military. I don't know how families get through that. I don't know how
they do it. I don't know how you go on every day.
Arthur, listen, I could talk to you for hours. Your stories are great, but pick up his book, Nonsense. And Arthur Wicknick, I thank you for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Okay. I got one quote I'd like to say.
All right, go ahead.
If there's time. And I just caught this on the internet, and I thought it was great. Our flag does not fly because the wind moves it. It flies with the last breath of every soldier who died protecting it.
Arthur Wicknick, very good stuff. USA Radio Network, you're listening to War Now. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. We will be right back.
Cinegenics gets a big thank you for being a sponsor of this segment of the show. I eat their diet now. I exercise the Cinegenics way. I do hormone therapy the Cinegenics way. I take vitamins the Cinegenics way. They've changed my life. Everybody tells me today, I got 3 emails from people going, I watch you every night. You really do look great. You really do look 10 years younger. Thank you, Cinegenics. I eat more than I've ever eaten, but it's all protein. No carbs of any kind, no grains of any kind, no gluten of any kind. It is all protein and fruits and vegetables, and that's it. No dessert other than frozen red grapes. I love them. I eat them by the bunch all day long. I love frozen red grapes. I eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's unbelievable. Love it. I love my food, and I eat meat all day long. Breakfast, steak and eggs. Lunch, steak and eggs. Dinner, steak, chicken. It's great. And I've lost 10 pounds, and I've gained 20 pounds of muscle. You guys are fantastic. Call 888-YOUNGER for free, no-obligation consultation. 888-YOUNGER, as opposed to older. Toll-free anywhere in the United States, or go to Cinegenics.com. Ask for your free, no-obligation consultation. Clinics all over the United States. Cinegenics, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S, Cinegenics.com, or just email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. If you're driving right now and you can't write it down, email me, WayneRoot@gmail, and I will tell you the contact information for Cinegenics.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day, without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hey.